Forward in Chapter 1 of Through Glacier Park, Seeing America First with Howard Eaton, by Mary Roberts Reinhardt. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Through Glacier Park, Seeing America First with Howard Eaton, by Mary Roberts Reinhardt. Forward. There are many to whom new places are only new pictures. But after much wandering, this thing I have learned, and I wish I had learned it sooner, that travel is a matter not only of seeing, but of doing. It is much more than that. It is a matter of new human contacts. It is not of places, but of people. What are regions but the setting for life? The desert without its Arabs is but the place that God forgot. To travel, then, is to do, not only to see. To travel best is to be of the sportsmen of the road, to take a chance and win, to feel the glow of muscles too long unused, to sleep on the ground at night and find it soft, to eat, not because it is time to eat, but because one's body is clamoring for food, to drink where every stream and river is pure and cold, to get close to the earth and see the stars. This is travel. Chapter 1. The Adventurers. This is about a 300-mile trip across the Rocky Mountains on horseback with Howard Eaton. It is about fishing and cool nights around a campfire and long days on the trail. It is about a party of all sorts, from everywhere, of men and women, old and young, experienced folk and novices, who had yielded to a desire to belong to the sportsmen of the road. And it is by way of being advice also. Your true convert must always preach. If you are normal and philosophical, if you love your country, if you like bacon or will eat it anyhow, if you are willing to learn how little you count in the eternal scheme of things, if you are prepared, for the first day or two, to be able to locate every muscle in your body, and a few extra ones that seem to have crept in and are crowding, go ride in the Rocky Mountains and save your soul. If you are of the sort that must have fresh cream in its coffee and its steak rare, and puts its hair up in curlers at night, and likes to talk gossip in great empty places, don't go. Don't read this. Sit in a moving picture theater and do your traveling. But if you go, it will not matter that you have never ridden before. The horses are safe and quiet. The Western saddle is designed to keep a cowpuncher in his seat when his rope is around an infuriated steer. Fall off. For the first day or two, dear traveler, you will have to be extracted. After that, you will learn that swing of the right leg which clears the saddle, the slicker, a camera, night clothing, soap, towel, toothbrush, blanket, sweater, fishing rod, fly hook, comb, extra boots, and sunburn lotion, and enables you to alight in a vertical position and without jarring your spine up into your skull. Now and then the United States government does a very wicked thing. Its treatment of the Indians, for instance, and especially of the Blackfeet in Montana. But that's another story. The point is that, to offset these lapses, there are occasional government idealisms. Our national parks are the expression of such an ideal. I object to the word park, especially in connection with a particular national reserve in northwestern Montana known as Glacier Park. A park is a civilized spot, connected in all our minds with neat paths and clipped lawns. I am just old enough to remember when it meant keep off the grass signs also, and my childhood memories of the only park I knew are inseparably connected with the one-armed policeman with a cane and an exaggerated sense of duty. There are no keep off the grass signs in Glacier Park, no graveled paths and clipped lawns. It is the wildest part of America. If the government had not preserved it, it would have preserved itself. No homesteader would ever have invaded its rugged magnificence or dared its winter snows, but you and I would not have seen it. True, so far most niggardly provision has been made. The government offices are a two-roomed wooden cabin. The national warehouse is a barn. To keep it up, to build trails and roads, to give fire protection for its 1,400 square miles of great forest, with many millions of dollars' worth of timber, are provided 13 rangers. 13 rangers and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?